Just when we started discussing Gemara and Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Gemara mentions in Machlokas Amoraim, what's the din if a person lends money to his friend and he's koveh lo zman? He sets a time that he's only chayav to pay after a certain period of time. So what's the din if that other individual, the lova, says praticha b'sof zmani? The Shlokish says that he's not nema. Hakoveh zman lachavero. So then the lova is no longer neman. He's bob his mana when he says praticha b'sof zmani. Reish Lokish says he's not nema. Abai and Rava disagree. They say no. Ovidin ish depar v'dozimne. He is nema because sometimes people do pay within the period of time because they don't want there to be a problem later. If they have the money now, then they'll pay now. Reish Lokish says that he's not nema, so why not? So we mentioned the Gemara on Hei Amud Beis actually says that there's a chazakah. Chazakah lo ovid inish depar v'dozimne. There's a chazakah. There's a rubid lesa come on that a person doesn't pay tochazman. So it seems as though that's the reason. Reish Lokish's reason why he's not nema is because of the chazakah. What does that mean? But if normally we assume that you can't be motzi mammon from a mutzah without edim, so how can the chazakah work? So it's mentioned that the marik suggests that maybe there are different types of rov, even though normally we don't follow rov by mammon, but if it's a rubid lesser kaman that's very strong, so maybe Reish Lakish holds that you can follow rov by mammon. And we said, Moshe Lakach, Tosis in Sanhedrin, wants to say that rov and dinin afashos and dinin mamonis is the same. It's all a function of whether it's a strong rov or not a strong rov. If it's a strong rov, then you can follow rov even in dinin afashos. And if it's not a strong rov, then it won't follow rov, neither in afashos or even mamonis. So it's all a function of whether the rov is strong. Reish Lakish must hold it. This chazaka is a strong rov, and that's why we follow it. So we were troubled with that because the lashon Reish Lakish uses is eino nema. Eino Neman sounds like he's not Neman. It's not that the Chazakah is a Raya Brura against what he's saying, and therefore he's Chayev, because we have a Raya to say that he's Chayev. No, it sounds like his Taina is not good. So what does that mean? If it's based on a Chazakah, what does it mean his Taina is not good? The B'chon and Wasserman wanted to suggest that maybe Reish Lakish has something different in mind. Of course he's using the chazakah. Everyone says he's using it. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says Reish Lakish is using a chazakah. But what's the chazakah doing? Is the chazakah, is the Rubid Lesser come on the raya that he's chayev, the raya to be motzi mammon from him? Or is the chazakah just megareya his taina? It weakens his taina. He's saying praticha b'sof zmani. So maybe the chazakah weakens his taina because once there's this chazakah that lo ovid inish, the parva goes in there, so his taina is like a taina suffik. It's not really a taina suffik. He's not saying me suffik. He's saying praticha b'sof zmani b'taras vaday. But his taina is a taina grua. So once his taina is a taina grua, then it's not going to be neman against the cheskas chiyuv. That's his whole point, that here there's a cheskas chiyuv. The lova admits that he borrowed money. If there's no cheskas chiyuv, so then a taina grua is not going to make him lose. Even a taina suffik wouldn't make him lose. We pass in that bari v'shem alav bari odif. Bari v'shem alav bari odif. If Reuven comes to Bezna and says that Shimon owes him $100,000, and Shimon says, I just don't remember, I don't know. So we say that Shimon is not chai. Bari v'shem alav lav bari odif means that you can't be motzi mamon from a mochzak based on a taina's vada, if he only has a taina shema. Right? If Reuven says he's chayiv and the other one says, ein yodea im nischayavti, I don't know if I'm chayav at all. So that's just a taina shema. A taina shema without a cheskas chiyuv, he's not gonna be able to be motzi mamon from that. But if the lova admits that he did borrow the money, and he says ein yodea im praticha, that's a totally different story, right? He's saying I don't know if I paid you. He's admitting that he borrowed the money. Once he admits that he borrows the money, then there's a cheskas chiyuv. If there's a cheskas chiyuv, and he only has a taina suffik against the cheskas chiyuv, and suffik motzi midei vade tells me that the Vaday wins, that the Ches Kaschia wins. So that's why he's chayav to pay. The B'chon wants to say that's what Reish Lakish has in mind over here too. That there are many other circumstances where we find that a Taina Grua is not gonna pater someone. If someone has a Taina Grua, so then he's not gonna be Neman if there's a Ches Kaschia. If he only has a Taina Grua, he's not Neman can I get a Ches Kaschia. What's an example of that? Rabbi Chanan says, Take for example the case of milva bishtar. Let's say there's a milva bishtar. So in the case of a milva bishtar, right? Let's say the lova is toying parati. Parati against the milva bishtar, is that nema? Is a taina of parati nema against the milva bishtar? The answer is no. Why? Because there's a chazaka against the Taina Paradi. What's the chazaka? Shtarcha biyadi my boy. We're going to get to that in Mitzvah Shem. Hey, on the base. It's a big sugi, a very important concept. Right? So, if there's a milva bishtar, so now the malva is holding a shtar. So the chazaka is shtarcha biyadi my boy. What's your shtar doing in my hand? If I'm holding onto your shtar, then there's an assumption that you're chayiv. Right? That you're chayiv to me. So if there's an assumption that you're chayiv, it certainly is a cheskas chiv. Everyone admits that the lover borrowed the money. That's what the shtar is saying, right? So everyone admits that there's a cheskas chiv. But now the taina of parati of the lover is a taina grua. If you'd be talking about a milva bal peh, a taina of parati is not a taina grua. That's a kofar bakol. So he's taka nemun, right? In a Torah, if he's kofar bakol, he's nemun. The Rabbanan Chazal put a shvuas heses. They throw a shvu onto a person if he's kofar bakol. Minatari yenemun if he's kofar bakol. There there's a cheskas chiyuv, but he's kofar bakol. Minatari he's nemun with the tainas parati. But suddenly by a milva bishtar he's not going to be nemun. Why? Because there's a chazaka. Shtar chaviyadi ma'ibai. The chazaka now is megareya the taina. It weakens his taina. Now it becomes a taina grua. So it becomes a taina grua. So then he's no longer nemun with that taina against the cheskas chiyuv. It's mamish. It's the zelbazach. Right. The same thing. By Huchza Kafran, right? Huchza Kafran, by a milva bal peh, by a milva bal peh, where normally he should be nemon to say parati, but now if he's Huchza Kafran, parati becomes a taina grua. Right? Parati is now a taina grua, so he's not nemon to say parati. Why is he not nemon to say parati? It's neged a cheskas chiyuv. Right? Even he admits that he borrowed the money. Right? Before he denied it, but now he says parati, so he admits to it. Adam said that he borrowed the money. So if there's a taina grua, he's not going to have a negative cheskas chiyuv. There's one case. Right? Stama milva al peh. Tainas, let's say. Eini yodea im praticha. By a milva bal peh. Also, eino neman. Taina safek neged a cheskas chiyuv. Is a taina grua that's not going to be nema. It's also a taina grua. Taina sofek. Sofek parati. Right? Sofek parati. Negative cheskas chiyuv. That's also a taina grua. Parati. Neged shtar halva. Right? So here this is a tainas vadei parati, but parati neged chazaka de shtar chabiyadi my boy. Is a taina grua? Nachamo. Parati is not always a taina grua. Parati by a regular milva al peh, that's not a taina grua. But negative milva bishtar is a taina grua. It's not neman. Eino neman negra cheskas chiyuv. Three cases. There's a fourth case also. What's the fourth case? So parati is neman by a milva al peh, right? How about Machaltali? Who talks about Machaltali by Milva Pan? By Ram Rittenberg. Right? Machaltali by Milva Pan. What's the name of Machaltali by Milva Pan?
The Mordechai quotes Ram Rittenberg. That is the kasha. Mordechai is in
Simin Tov Samav Tes at the end. The Ram Hiksha. Amai Ein Adam Neman Loma Praticha Besov Zmani Migudi Boyom Amachaltali. My Ram Rutenberg asks, Rish Lakish says that Ha'omer Praticha Besov Zmani Hakovei Zman L'chaver V'amar Lo Praticha Besov Zmani Eino Neman. Why is he not Neman? Why shouldn't he be Neman B'migu? B'migu that he could say Machaltali. Could have said Machaltali. It could be a Mechila Tov Zman. Even if he's not Neman, even if there's a chazakad lo avid inish depar begozimne, but mechila, why can't there be a mechila tosman? So he has a migu. He could have said something better. Could have said a taina tova. So why shouldn't he be neman with the taina grua? Pasak mikan the tainas mechila tainas gruahi ve'enu neman lishava machalteli afila b'milval peh the neman lama parati. So he says based on this, the fact that he's not neman b'migu, the machalteli, you see, machalteli is not a good taina. It's a taina grua. It's a taina grua. So even if you'd be neman to say parati by a milval peh, bizman, not toch hazman. Even if you'd be neman to say parati bizman, machaltali, you're not going to be neman to say. Because machaltali, that's not a taina tova, that's a taina grua. That's a taina grua. Parati, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, how many times does a malve forego payment? He's just mochel the chov? Normally, he's not mochel b'chov. He wants to be paid, so it's not such a good taina. Maram says if it's not a good taina, nochamol, it's not going to be neman. It's not going to be neman. But why is it not neman? Why is the taina grua not neman? If we pass in bar yishem alav bar yadiv, the taina zvade against the taina shema doesn't automatically win. There's a muchzuk, there's a cheskes mamon. So taina zvade doesn't always win. So why over here machaltali loses? The answer is it's not just a taina so. It's a taina grua because it's a taina grua, and there is a cheskes chiyuv over here. Because it's a taina grua against the cheskas chiyuv, so therefore it's not gonna. The same pisma over and over again. And that could be our sugya too. Right? That's the fifth case. Piron parati toch hazman. Same idea. There's a cheskas chiyuv, but parati toch hazman, this is neged cheskas chazaka the lo ovid inish the para the gozimne besoch zmano. So if it's a taina against the chazaka, the taina against the chazaka is a taina grua. If it's a taina grua, it's not going to be neman b'makom acheskas chiyuv. Okay, taina grua is not going to be neman. It's not going to be neman b'makom acheskas chiyuv. So therefore, he's going to be chayav. Okay, this obviously works very well in the Gemara. Reish Lakish says eino neman. He doesn't say chayav. Eino neman. What does that mean? It means that his taina is a taina grua. It's a weaker taina. It doesn't have nemanus b'makom acheskas chiyuv, and that's why he's going to be chayav. Okay. Questions. Comes Tosfos, and he adds another prat in this discussion. Hakoveh zman lechavero, omeri, dafka koveh zman. Avu b'stam alvoa lechoshev leitok shloshim tov zman. The Ri says Reish Lakish is bedafka hakoveh zman lechavero. Dafka if he sets a time. Dafka if he sets a time. He says, I'm lending you for a year. I'm lending you for 10 years. I'm lending you for 5 months. So if he sets the time, Reish Lakish holds, so then if the lover comes and says, Patech himself's money, then he's not going to be now. But by a stam alvah zakhtari, Reish Lakish would admit that he is neman. He's neman. What's a stam alvah? When's he chayv to pay a stam alvah? When's the lover chayv to pay a stam alvah? Anyone? Shloshim yom, right? Stam avah shloshim yom, so he's chayv to pay after 30 days. So toch zman, let's say toch shloshim yom, he says parati, right? Praticha, not toch shloshim yom, he's bo bizmano, and he says praticha besoch zmani, bo bizmano, lo omar praticha besoch zmani, so he's not neman, right? But by stam avah, zok teri, then he will be neman. He's neman to say praticha besoch zmani. The Rashba quotes this shita b'shem the Gaon, not the Vilna Gaon. One of the Gaon, it's unclear, he doesn't say which Gaon. It must be a Shmuel, must have been a Shmuel that the Rashba had in his Beis Medrash. We know Stamava Shloshim Yom. So you'd imagine what's the difference? Stamava Shloshim Yom. There's also a Zman for that halva. Kovei Zman L'Chaveo, so the Malva sets the time. Stamava, the Torah sets the time. You see, the Gemara Makas on the Gimel Beis has a pasuk that Stamava Shloshim Yom. There's also a Zman for Stamava. Filoachi im Amar Praticha Toch Shloshim Yom Neman. If he says I pay Toch Zmani, he's going to be Neman. Pay Toch Zmanu, he's going to be Neman. That's the sheet of the Gaon. The Gaon, the Ri, they both say that there's a chilek. Rish Lakish only had his aloha by Koveya Zman Lachavera. If there's a Zman that the Malva was Koveya for the Halva, for the payment, but if he's not Koveya Zman, so then he will be Neman to say Praticha Vesok Zmani. What's the Svar? Why should I be Mechalik between the two? So at first glance, the svara is that the umdana, the chazaka, la'ovidinish, the parba goes in there, that apparently doesn't apply by stam ova. Must be, right? Reish Lakish is going with the chazaka. Either he holds the chazaka is like a rove, and the rove is going to be motzi mama because it's such a raya brura, or he says the chazaka is megareh the taina, as we described. It's megareh the taina, and once he has a taina gru, he has a deficient taina, so he's not going to be neman. The makam acheskas chiyav, but it's all with the chazaka. So l'chora, what the Gaon and the Ri are saying is that by Estam Avah, somehow this Umdana, this Chazakad lo'ovid inish, the parah goes in, it doesn't apply. So if the Umdana doesn't apply, so therefore he will be neman to say praticha b'sov zman. The question is why? Why should the Umdana not apply by Estam Avah? So the Rashba gives a svar. Right? The Rashba, you just have to continue with the comment. Right? The kevan shlo kava lo zman shloshim yom, Beferish michsevu pora toch shloshim. Rashba says pshat in the Gaon is that if there's no kviyas man, if it's only a stam alva, so then michsevu pora toch shloshim. Michsev, he's embarrassed. The lover is embarrassed, then he'll be pora toch shloshim. The hainu de ka'amar hakoveya zman. Reish Lakish is loshin is hakoveya zman lechaver. The ilu afilu b'stam milve kain lishmeinim b'stam milve v'kolshkein b'koveya. If Reish Lakish held that even by stam milve, so then he should have given us, he should have told us a bigger chiddush. He should have said that Lova Sha'amar Praticha B'Sol Zmani Neman. He shouldn't have said Dafka by Kovei Zman Lachaveo, he's not Neman. He should have said Stam. And if it's true by Stam, it's certainly true by Kovei Zman. The fact that he didn't say, he wasn't Mamed his case to be talking about Stam, that implies that Dafka by Kovei Zman Lachaveo, then the Lova is not Neman to say Praticha B'Sol Zman. What's the svar that the Rashba is giving? That michsif upar toch shloshim. That what the Gaon is saying is that if it's a stam alva, so then the lover is embarrassed, then he'll be parer toch shloshim. Embarrassed from what? What does that mean? So lechora, what he means is that the malva is doing a tova to the lover, right? He's doing a favor for him. He's lending the money. So if the malva is lending him money, then the lover feels bad. The malva is out the money. Maybe the malva needs the money for some. Maybe he wants his money, but he's willing to forego. Right, he's willing to give up his money, at least temporarily, to give it to the lover, so that the lover will have money. So the lover feels bad. The lover feels bad that the malve is giving up usage of his money. So naturally, he'll want to pay back as soon as he can. If it's a stam alva, the malve didn't give him a time, so the lover is embarrassed from the malve because the malve gave up his money. So he'll try to pay back as soon as possible. But by koveya zman lechavera, everything changes. Why is the lover not embarrassed, but the malva is doing him a tova then too? Yeah, but if the malva gives him the zman to be poreya, so then it's as if the malva is saying, I don't need the money now. So if I don't need the money, so then the lover is not embarrassed to keep the money for longer. He can keep the money until the zman. If the malva is koveya zman, so it's as if the malva is saying, I don't need the money right now. So once he says, I don't need the money, so the lover is not embarrassed to keep the money longer. Rabbi Yona echoes a similar sentiment. He also quotes this shita. He writes, this is on Davov, the very end of the sugya. Rabbi Yona writes, "V'im lo kavalo zman ela Elastam hilvelov ve'amalo besoch lamed yom praticha nema. By stam, he will be nema to say praticha besoch zmani, like the gom, like the ri. Avo bishamu stam avo shloshim yom. Kevon shelo pirish lo hamal ve'zman lo nisyaish min apiron besoch lamed ve'halov ve'bosh mimenu shematzorechu lema'os. The dark of the furrow besof lam. He mamish says the whole thing, right? If the malve was not kovezman, he just lent him money. He gave him money. So stam alvar shloshim yom. He didn't indicate. He didn't say I'm giving this to you until stam alvar shloshim yom. So since the malve was not mefarish, he wasn't misyaish from the piron. The malve wasn't misyaish from the piron. So the lova is bosh. The lova is embarrassed. Shemat Sarach Hulamos. Maybe the Malva needs the money. The Lova says, look, the Malva did me a favor. He gave me the money. So if the Lova needs the money, obviously he's not going to pay it back. But if the Lova somehow was able to do what he needed to do, and he has money that he can pay back, so he's embarrassed from the Malva because he gave him money, now he's out the money. So he'll pay back even Mesoch Hazman. But if the Malva's Kovei Hazman, what he's implying is if the Malva's Kovei Hazman, so clearly the Malva is saying that he doesn't need the money. The Malva is saying he doesn't need the money, so then the Lova is not Bosh from the Malva, so he's not going to pay back Tochazman. So maybe that's the Chilek that the Gaon is setting up. This is one option. The Sma in Shulchan Aruch offers a different Svar. Right? This is in the packet on page 1. The Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat at Siman Ches Sif Aleph writes: Hakovei Hazman L'Chaveiro, the Tovo Toch Hazman V'Amalei Paticha. This is a case with Tovo Toch Hazman. The case in our Gemara is where Bob is Mano V'Amar Paticha V'Sel Zmani. We'll see. Tosis is very medactic in that. But the fact is, if he's Tovei Toch Hazman, the same Aloch, right? Tovo Toch Hazman. The Lova says Paticha V'Sel Paticha. Obviously, V'Sel Zmani. Ein Onema the Chazaka. Ain Adam Poreat Besok Zman. Good. No, this the Shulchan Aruch also says Hakovei Zman L'Chaver, not Stam Avon. So Zok the Sma Dafka Bekavalo Zman. The Gila Halove Daito the Tzorach LaHamos Atchiich LaZman. Masha'in came Bestam Avon. Zok the Sma. Why is there a chilek between Kovei Zman L'Chaver and Stam Avon? Why? The chilek is not mitzad the Malve. The chilek is mitzad the Love. It's not that if the Malva is Kovei Zman, so the Malva is saying, I need the money. Right? It's not that the Malva is saying, I don't need the money, Besoch Hazman. It's not that if the Malva is Kovei Zman, he's saying, I don't need the money, so now the Lova is not going to be Bosh, he's not embarrassed to keep the money. No, the Sma says it's mitzad the Lova. That if there's a Kviyo Zman, right, if he's Kovalo Zman, so the Lova is Megale, that he needs the most until the end of the Zman. Stama, they're both working out as man together, right? The Lova says, I need the money. So the Malva says, how long? So the Lova says, oh, a year. Right? So there's a negotiation going on over here. The Lova is telling him, I need the money for a certain amount of time. So the Kviyus man is coming mitzad the Lova, that the Lova is saying, I need the money till that time. So if there's a Kviyus man, then it doesn't make any sense that he be Poreh B'Sof Zman, there's no Chazaka. Because the Lova Ke'ilu is saying, I need the money till the end of the Zman. But by Stam Alva, did he say, I need the money till the end of the Zman? He just borrowed the money. He didn't say, I need it till the end of the Zman. So if there was no Zman specified, so since the Lova was not medakdek to ensure that he has a certain Zman, so it's as if the Lova is saying, I don't necessarily need the money till the end of the Zman. So if he doesn't specify, then the Lova might pay Tok Zmanu. So then he'd be nema to say that he pays those money. It's only if he's Kovei Zman. So then the Lova Ke'ilu is saying, I need the money till the end of the Zman, and then it doesn't make sense. Then there's no Umdana, there's no Chazaka that he, there's no way that he would pay Tokha Zman. There's a Chazaka that he wouldn't pay Tokha Zman. Eitan.
Originally, the dollar that he needs at time, would it be one set time for everyone? Would it be
dependent
on his
existence? There is no one set time. Stam Alvar Shloshim Yom is where he's not Kovei Zman. Kviyus Zman means that the Lova and the Malva are talking about what the Zman should be. So the Malva says, how much time do you need? The Lova says, 6 months. So that's a Zman that's set for this Lova, specific for this Lova. Fakir, it's Kovei Zman, then it's a time that's specific to this lovis. It could be that the lovis is saying, until that amount of time, I need the money. So if he's indicating he needs the money until that amount of time, he's not going to be Poreya Tok Zmana. But if we're talking about a Stam Alva, since he doesn't indicate that he needs the money until that particular period of time, it's just a Stam Alva, so who says he wouldn't pay Tok Zmana? Maybe Taka would pay Tok Zmana. So that's the Chilik. That's the Chilik as to whether he's Neman Besok Zmana, to say he paid Besok Zmana or not. These are the different two basic approaches. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, on the one hand, that it's Mitzad the Malva, the Sma, on the other hand, that it's Mitzad the Lova. Yes, Tuvia.
Shouldn't the date that's set be Megala the Daz of both the Malva and the Lova? Okay, they're having a discussion about when the loan's going to extend to, and the Malva is saying, I need the money back like by February, the Lova. Like it's more.
It's not
like
necessarily discussion. Indicating what the Malva feels. Maybe it's only Mitzad the Lova. It could say it either way.
I'm saying, shouldn't it be on a case-by-case basis? How can you say that every time you have a kaveh time, how could you say that that's not because the lova needs it back by a certain time? It's not that like, you need the money until a certain time, and not that a malva needs it back by a certain
time. I hear what you're saying. It's a case-by-case basis. Okay. I guess what the Mefarshim are saying is that al pirov, it's this svar. Al pirov, it's this svar. Maybe the other svar applies too, but al pirov, this is the way that it comes. It sounds like we have two svaris. We have two svaris that can explain the same halacha. What's the problem with these svaris? They sound good to me, but there is a problem here. What's the problem? The problem stems from something that we don't really know yet. Halachas that we don't really know yet. What do I mean? What's the problem? The ktosei is a bomb kash. The ktosei is from the Gemara Bechoris. Right, the Gemara in Bechoris. Tosis is going to quote these Gemaras. The Gemara in Bechoris talks about Pidyon HaBen, and the Gemara in Bar Metzia talks about Tzchirus. Our Gemara talks about the Binyan HaKosel. Right, in all of these cases, we say that a person is not going to be Neman Tok HaZman. Right, a socher. Someone rents an apartment. So when do you pay for the rental? Every month. That's the normal. It's normal nowadays. And in the time of the Gemara, that was a normal time as well. So the Gemara in Bar Metzia assumes that Tok HaZman. If the socher says parati tochazman, he's not neman, because people just don't do that kind of thing. They don't pay tochazman. So if he says paticha b'sochazman, he's not going to be neman. Pidyon haben. Let's say a father dies, chalila, the father dies toch shloshim. So do we assume that he was poda his bechor, or do we assume he wasn't poda the bechor? Does the bechor have to be poda himself, or can he assume that the father paid up before he was nifta? So the Gemara Bechorah says that he's. It's not normal for a person to pay the pidyon haben b'soch hazman. So if the father dies toch lamed, then the chiyuv still is there. The child has to be poda himself. Our Gemara assumes that toch hazman by kosel chotzer. We'll see. The Gemara is going to quote our Mishnah and be medayik from the Mishnah. We assume that kosel chotzer toch hazman. It's not normal for a person to pay. So just one second, the svaras of Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba, the svar of the Sma, does that apply in these cases? In fact, the ktos, l'chora they don't. L'chora they don't. This is the ktos in Simenai and Ches Siv Ches. He quotes the Sma, but the emphasis is his kasha is equally against the Rashba too, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba. He quotes the Sma, he says, Ve'in ze ikaratam, the aschiris upidina ben, gabi mesa abtok shloshim, the kosal chotzer, bekulu, logoli adaite. There's no gilui das by the kosel chotzer, by the pidyon haben, by the schiras. There's no gilui das mitzad the loven, mitzad the person who's chayav to pay. There's no gilui das mitzad the second shutuf that he needs the money. What's the gilui das? He didn't say anything. The first shutuf is building the wall. There's no gilui das mitzad the father that he needs the money. Toch lamed has nothing to do with that. There's no gilui das mitzad the socher that he needs the money. It's just he rented the apartment, so he's only chayav to pay after the month. There's no gilui das mitzad the person who's chayef to pay that he needs the money toch hazman. So if there's no gilui das, why should you say that he's not nemat to say parati? Why should the Gemara assume in these three cases that he's not nemat to say parati either? That the chazaka applies in this case as well. But if the chazaka is based on this concept that the love, that the person who's chayef to pay is megala das, if there's a kviyos man, so then there's a gilui das that he needs the money until that point. That doesn't apply in these three cases. So how can you say that he's not going to be neman in these three cases either? This is a kasha against the Rashba as well. The Rashba says that it's not a giladas mitzad the lov, it's a giladas mitzad the malve. You don't have a giladas mitzad the malve either. Right? Is there a giladas mitzad the masker? Giladas mitzad the masker that he needs the money? He's not giving up money. He's being paid the money, right? The masker is not lending money. The masker, the renter, is allowing the socha to stay in the apartment, but he's not giving up anything. So what's he saying? I really need the money. He's not saying anything about I need the money. The coin is telling the father he needs the money. This coin is not about. There's no discussion over here that there's a malva, that there's someone who can claim that he needs the money. Tochazman. Right? There's no such discussion. So if you say chazaka lo over inish the parba goes in, it's based on the fact that since the malva did the lova tova, so the lova's embarrassed to keep the money. Lova's embarrassed to keep the money. But if the malva is kovei zman, so then the malva kilu is saying I don't need the money until that point. That svara doesn't apply by pidyon haben, by schiras, by the kosel chotzer. So what's going on over here? How can the gemaras assume that the chazaka applies to pidyon haben, schiras, and kosel chotzer as well? That svara, that idea that oved inish the para begozimne when there's a kviyas zman, that lo oved inish the para begozimne when there's a kviyas zman, that doesn't apply to these three cases. So the Ketos says there must be another svar over here. It says it's not the time of the smat, and by the same token, it's not the Rashba's time either. Aval ikra chazaka zok the Ketos hu mikoach minik. De'enog in lefra toch zmanam. It's all based on minik. What's the minik ha'olam? He says the minik is not to be parat toch zmanam. V'gabe toch shloshim, the stam alva ha'minik lefra toch shloshim. Dr. Ktzos, it's all a function of what the minig is. When it comes to kaviyah zman lechavero, if there's a halva with a kaviyah zman, so the minig is not to be paretov zman. By stam alva, there's no minig not to be paret. The minig there is to be paretov zman. Sometimes it will be paret. So if the minig is not to be paret, then that's a chazaka. If there is no minig, it's no set custom that they're not paretov zmano, so then he will be number to say praticha b'sol zman. And by schiras pidyon haben and kosol chotzer, right? Apparently, the minig is not to be paretov hazman. So if the minig is not to be paretov hazman, then he's not going to be number to say praticha b'sol zman. It's pasha the Ketos says it's all the minig. Whatever the minig is, that's going to determine whether he's number to say praticha b'sol zman or not. And he says, "V'chemashma midivrei nemuka Yosef." Nemuka Yosef is mashma like this. Upershu, he says, "V'zelashanu upershu." Rav Haigon, v'harif b'tshuva. Dahainu dafka b'kavei asman b'shas halva. Avo b'stam halva. Avo gav the kamel and perakam the makas, etc. Right? Avo gav the kamel and perakam the makas. The stam halva shloshim. Hainu dlo nitan li tova. Avo vaday ovid inish ovid inshi the para b'gavei. Kevin Lokova's man beferish for Ayin Shot. The Haigon and the Rif have this idea that by Stam Alva there's no Zchus Tviya, you can't be Toveya Toch Shloshim, but Ovid Inish the Par of Begave, it's Dafka by Koveya's man, Beshas Halva, or even after the Halva, he's Koveya's man, so then Lo Ovid Inish the Par Bego Zimne. So then he's not going to be able to say praticha. V'haynu mishum da'avad inish depar b'gavei v'chazaka d'toch zman otalya b'minig ha'olam b'sidri ha'piron sheyesh lahem. Dr. Ktzos, it's all a function of the minig. Toch hazman, if he's koveya zman l'chavero, so then the minig is not to be poreya toch hazman, so then he's not going to be able to say praticha b'sol zman. By stam alvo, there is no minig not to be poreya, so then he will be able to say praticha b'sol zman. Dr. Ktzos, this answers all the cases. It answers Pidyon Haben, and Schiras, and Kosel Chotzer as well, because it's all the minig. There, the minig is not to be paretov hazman, so therefore he's not going to be able to say praticha b'sol zman. What's the Ktzos saying? What's the minig based on? It's a nice idea, but what's the minig based on? He's saying the chazaka is a function of the minig. So why taka is it like that? Why is the minig that by kovei hazman lechavero, people don't pay toch hazman, but by stam ava, they do pay toch hazman. Why? They're both halvos. Like, what is it? What's the difference? You could say pidyon haben and schiras and kosel chotzer. So that's somehow different. But if you're talking about a milveh anyway, so why by koveh zman lechavera the minig is not to be parei tal zman? By stam avos somehow it's different. What's the difference? The Birkas Avram wants to suggest that maybe there's really a fundamental yisod over here. That the reason why someone is not parei tal zman is not because of a gilui das mitzad amalva mitzad alova. No. It's a function of whether the lova actually has a chi of pira on toch hazman. That's what it's all based on. The minig is a function of whether there's actually a chi of toch hazman. If the malva is kovei hazman for the halva, so the pshat is the lova is not mechui of toch hazman. If he says that this halva is due X time, it's kovei hazman for the halva, what he's really saying is that there's no chiyuv for the lova to be parea b'chlal toch hazman. So if there's no chiyuv to be parea, the umdana is that the lova is not going to be parea. The minig is that the lova is not going to be parea. If there's no chiyuv on him, so why should he be parea? If there's no chiyuv on him, he's not going to be parea. That's the umdana, that's the minig. And by the same token, that's why, by schiris and pidgin aben and kosol chotzen, that's why they're not going to be parea toch hazman. Because the socher is not chayiv to pay toch hazman. The whole chi of schiris, the chi for the renter, is only to pay every month. So toch hazman is no chi of bechlasa, there's no chi of. So then he's not going to pay. The umdana is he's not going to pay. The chazok is he's not going to pay. Pidna ben, there is no chi of toch shloshim. If he's not a bar kayama, there's no chi of. You don't know for sure he's going to be a bar kayama. He needs shloshim yom. So toch shloshim yom, there's no chi of pidna ben. There's no chiv, the father's not going to pay. There's no chiv, the umdana is, the chazak is, he's not going to pay, tok shloshim. But kosel chotzer, one shutuf is building the wall. Until the wall is built, he's trying to get the other guy to pay, but until the wall is built, the other guy has no chiv. He's not going to be, he's not nene. Right? The fact that the wall protects him from the hezegria, he's not nene from that, so he doesn't really have a chiv until the wall is built. Right? He doesn't have a chiv until the wall is built. At least according to the Havamim in the Gemara. Well, okay, we'll get to the Gemara later. Okay, let's focus on the other two cases. In the case of Pidyon HaBen, in the case of Schiris, Vada, there's no Chiyuv Toch Hazman. No Chiyuv Toch Hazman. It makes a lot of sense that there's an Umdana, he's not going to pay Toch Hazman. That's the Chazaka. And similarly, if the Malv is Kovei Hazman for the Halva, so then Toch Hazman, Efshem and Kenzalden, we can say that there's Mamish no Chiyuv for the Lola. There's no chiyuv for the lower because there's a zman for the piron. So then there's no chiyuv piron bechlal. So then he's not going to pay toch hazman. There's an umdan in the mukh. He's not going to pay toch hazman. By stam alva, maybe everything is different. It's not the Birkas Avram. Maybe the vort is that by stam alva, the minig is that he's parer toch hazman. You know why? Because maybe by stam alva there really is a chiyuv even toch hazman. Because there is no zman kavua. It's just stam alva shloshim yom. The Torah put a zman on it, but it's not like the zman was nikva by the malva or the lova. So maybe if there's no zman kavua, maybe we could say that there really is a chi of toch hazman. There really is a chi of toch hazman. So what's stam alva shloshim yom? What's it saying? Maybe stam alva shloshim yom is not saying that there's no chi for the lova toch hazman, but rather even though there is a chi of, the chiddush is what that the malva can't be toveya toch hazman. Maybe the chiddush of stam avah shloshim yom is not that the lova is not chayev toch shloshim yom, but rather just that the malva can't be toveya the lova toch shloshim yom, despite the fact that there's a chiyuv. Despite the fact that there's a chiyuv. So if we assume that there really is a chiyuv for the lova by stam avah shloshim yom, there's a chiyuv toch hazman, so then you could say, you could hear, that maybe the lova taka will pay toch hazman. There's no chazaka that he won't pay because there's a chiyuv piron. The chibyon is just it can't be actualized. There's an issa tviya. So because there's an issa tviya toch hazman, so it can't be actualized. But there's still a chiyuv. So maybe whenever there's a chiyuv, then the lover might pay toch hazman. There is an umdana that the lover might pay toch hazman. So therefore he's nemah to say praticha b'sof zman. What does this mean? That yes, question. How strong a what?
How strong is Birkas Avraham using the lashon? There's no chiyuv b'toch hazman. Does that mean that if the lova paid back with Adam b'toch hazman, he hasn't done anything? What does it mean?
No, if he paid back with Adam, so then even if there's no chiyuv, then when the zman comes, he's not going to be chayav to pay.
So it doesn't mean that the chiyuv is.
We're just saying is, who cares whether there's a chiyuv or not? What does that mean?
Because if there's no chiyuv, there's something to repent. There's something to be mafkiya, there's something to repent.
No, he doesn't have a chiyuv piron, but the chiyuv piron is going to come at some point in time. So if he pays up before this man, so then when the chiyuv comes, right, it's not gonna exist, right? The chiyuv is bottle before it's chah. Chiyuv is going to be bottle before it's chal. He certainly can do that. Right? The chiyuv is not going to be created when it should be chal because he paid up before this month. What does this mean? He's not chayev, or the lova is not chayev, or he's chayev, but the malva can't be tovah. It all comes down to the same thing. No, this is just semantics. No? Anyone?
Why do we have to come on? Why do we have to have a chiddush of a stam case? The chiddush is that even if we have the fear, we still can't be or that. Why do we need, what's the question to come out to that finish? It's a very big thing to say.
We're trying to figure out whether there's a chazaka that he wouldn't be pareto zmanu. So it could be the reason why there's a chazaka, right? The only time that there's a chazaka is if there's no chiyuv. But if there is a chiyuv for him to be pareto, maybe he will be pareto zmanu. If there's no chiyuv, why would he do it? He can! But the chazok is he wouldn't do that. So if he brings the Eidim that he was paret tov hazman, then he's going to be nema. The Eidim testified that he paid tov hazman. Right? But if he doesn't have a chiyuv to pay tov hazman, right? If he has a chiyuv to pay tov hazman, so then maybe taka he would pay. There's no chazoka that he won't pay. So then maybe he taka would pay. So if he claims paret tov hazman, maybe then he should be nema. Yes?
So where does the iser for the malva come from?
The Torah. We're going to get to it. What's a nafkamina? Right? What's the nafkamina? Right? There are two approaches we have with these. Okay, stam al vosh loshim yom. Vos meintos. Stam al vosh loshim yom. Does that mean that ein chiyuv piron la lo beklam? Ein chiyuv piron toch lamin? Or chal chiyuv al halove miyad. Aval ein zchus tviya lamal. These are the two possibilities. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is shmita. 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 We know that Shemitah is composed of two parts, right? There are two halachas in Shemitah. There's Shemitah's karkos, but there's also Shemitah's safir, right? That all loans are canceled by Shemitah. All loans are canceled by Shemitah. So will Shemitah cancel a loan of stam al vosh lo shemitah? That's the question that I want to ask you. What do you think? Will Shemitah cancel a loan of stam al vosh lo shemitah? There's no kviyas zman. So that's a discussion that the Achrona has. Which relates to a Gemara in Makkos. I'm not sure if you saw the Gemara in Makkos. So for the benefit of those who didn't see the Gemara, let me just tell you about what the Gemara says. The Gemara actually has two deis, two lashonos in the Gemara that Gimel Amidays in Makkos. What's the din if someone is malvas chavero le'eser shon? Not stam alva, kubez man lechavero. But the zman is more than 7 years. Now, it doesn't have to be Eser Shanim. If he's Malvas Chavero 3 years before Shemitah, it could be for 5 years too. The point is, it's a case that the Zman HaPiron is going to be after Shemitah. That's the case. There are two Lashonos in the Gemara where the Shemitah is going to be Meshamit in such a case. The second Lashon, which is how we pass it, that's how Tosis says in Makkos, is someone who's Malvas Chavero Le Eser Shanim, Ein Shvias Misham Tosim. Ein Shvias Misham Tosim. Shvias is not going to cancel that hope. That chov, right, the Zman HaPiron, is after Shemitah. The Zman HaPiron was not before Shemitah. If someone is Malveh's Chavero before Shemitah, let's say he's Malveh in the third year of Shemitah. And he's Malveh for two years. So the chov came due way before Shemitah. The Lova didn't pay it up. Now Shemitah comes. So Shemitah cancels the chov. Right, this is Chus Tavia for the Malveh. The Malveh is able to be Toveh. But Shemitah came, so Shemitah tells you that you have to cancel the chol. Of course, we know Hillel was misakin a prusbo. Shemitah's mishamit besofa, by the way, it's mishamit at the end. So Hillel instituted that you can make a prusbo. The prusbo is moser shtaros of lebezdin. Based on a prusbo, we give over the shtaros, we give over all of the chovos to bezdin. So if all the chovos are given over to Bezdin, so when you're gover the chov, when you collect the chov, you're not being gover as an individual, you're gover as a shliach of Bezdin, and Shemitah is not going to be meshamed any chov that belongs to Bezdin. That's the trick. Because Hillel saw that people were not lending money because they were losing their money, so he was masakin a takana to change everything that the chovos are going to be chovos of Bezdin, they're not going to be individual chovos, so therefore Shemitah is not going to cancel. But without Prusbel, what happens? If the chov came due before Shemitah, so Shemitah cancels the chov. This is a chov that's not coming due before Shemitah. Right? Ma'avas chaver le'esa shonen, chov is not coming due before Shemitah. So Zok the Gemara, in the second Lashon, Shvius is not going to be Masham. Why? Ba'achal gav da'asi lidei lo yigos, hashta miu lo karina bei lo yigos. What is the Gemara saying? The Pasuk in Chumash, by Shemitah, the Pasuk in Parashas Re'e says what? Zedvar HaShemitah. This is what Shemitah is going to do. Shama kabal mashi yadu ha-shayashib Re'eyu, lo yigos es Re'eyu v'yasachim kikar Shemitah Lashem. There's an iser lo yigos, that you can't be nogeis, you can't be toveya, you can't oppress the lova, you can't demand payment. So there's an iser to demand payment if Shemitah already passed. And there's a mitzvah of Shamot, there's a mitzvah that the Shemitah has to cancel the chov. So Zok the Gemara, there's no iser negisa on a chov that didn't come due. Right? There's no iser tevia because there's no potential for tevia over here. So even though there's no potential for tevia on this chov because it's only due after Shemitah, I'm sorry, even though there will be a potential for tevia in the future, but because there's no tevia now, there's no zchus tevia now, there's no potential for the iser negisa to apply now because there's no ability for the malvet to be tovea now since there's a zman piron after Shemitah. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of Shamot. If there's no iser negisa, there's no mitzvah of Shamot. There's no inyan that Shemitah is going to cancel. If there's an iser tevia, the chov is due. So now Shemitah came, and the Pasuk says, lo yigos, you're not allowed to be novus, you're not allowed to be tovea this chov. So if there's an iser tevia, then there's a mitzvah of Shamot, and Shemitah is going to be mishamed, it's going to cancel the chov. But if there's no iser negisa, because what? Because there's no potential for tevia. You can't be tovea now. The chov is not coming due until after Shemitah, so then there's no mitzvah of Shamot, Shemitah is not going to be mishamed. This is what the Gemara says in Marcus. So from the Gemara Marcus, it's clear that if you kovei zman lechavera, right? If there's a kviyus man and the zman is going to come due, the chov is going to come due after Shemitah, Shemitah is not going to be mishamed, right? Shemitah is not going to be mishamed. Comes the Gemara now in Marcus and adds another practice, skipping down a little bit. Tana hamalvas chavera stam enu rashay l'tova pachas mishloshim yom. Comes the Gemara and says, by stam alva, as well, you can't be tovea the chov tok shloshim yom. First, the Gemara talks about whether the shviyas is going to be mishamed if the chov is only coming due after the Shemitah. And now, the Gemara adds another point, that someone who has a stam alva, right, he's mavas chavera stam, he can't be tovea tok shloshim yom. What's the connection between these two Gemara? It's like, what is the Gemara? It's talking about Shemitah. What does this have to do with the previous Gemara? Stam. Right, the Gemara is not talking about Shemitah regarding Stam Avah Shloshim Yom. It just mentions this halacha that there's no potential for Tevia Tok Shloshim Yom. What's the connection? Dr. Rashash, the connection must be Shemitah. The Gemara must be linking the halacha of Shemitah by Mavas Chavera Le'eser Shonim with the din of Shemitah by Stam Avah Shloshim Yom. That's what the Gemara must be doing, because if not, what's it doing here? What's the Gemara mentioning the idea of Stam Avah Shloshim Yom, that there's an Issa Tzviya by Stam Avah Shloshim Yom? The Gemara is talking about Shemitah. Tnoim of Shemitah, Manash Shalotish Shmitei B'Shviyah. When is Shemitah Mishamei? When is it not Mishamei? What's the Gemara here for? It must be that there's a connection. Rashash, this is on page 3 in the packet. Rashash, and Gimel on the base in Makkah says, Nirali, a small comment in Rashash. Nirali, the samach zelakan, the nafgamina gam came the inyan de milveu pachas mishloshim yom kodem atzei shviyas. Ein shviyas misham tasam. Leho ika da amri. According to the ika da amri, that shviyas is not mishamet if the chov doesn't come due until after Shemitah. Wadinami zat the rashash. By stam avash loshim yom. that if you have a stam avah, meaning that you lent money less than 30 days before Matzei Shviyas. Shviyas is Mishamei Bisofa, by Matzei Shviyas, the end of Shviyas. That's when Shviyas is going to be Mishamei. So if you're Mavas Chavero, let's say 20 days before the end of Shemitah, so the Chov is only coming due after Shemitah, right? Stam Avos Shloshim Yom. Chov is only coming due after Shemitah. So in that case as well, Shviyas is not going to be Mishamei. Just like Malva Chaver LeEsser Shon, and where the Chov is coming due after Shemitah, Shemitah is not going to be Mishamei. Why is it not going to be Mishamei? Because since there's no Issur Tevia now, then there's no mitzvah of Shamot. There's no Issur Tevia because the Chov is not coming due until later. Same halacha applies. That since there's no Issur Tevia now. Right, because there's no zchus tviya. If there's no zchus tviya, there's no iser tviya. Right, there's no iser tviya on shmita and sof shmita. If there's no zchus tviya, so since there's no iser tviya, tok shloshim yom, the tviya is not going to be mishamei either. That's the Rashash's big fish. Rashash's the stam avos shloshim yom is exactly the same as koveh zman lechaver v'zmavu le'eser shonim. And the Zman HaPiron is only after Shemitah. Shemitah is not going to be Mishamei. The same is true by Stam Avah. Zochtet Bach, I don't think the Rosh Hashanah is right. I think there's a big distinction between the two. What does the Bach say? This is a Bach in Hilchos Shemitah Prosbo, in page 4. In the Komakom, the Stam Avah, Shilah Shloshim Yom, Shviyas Mishamet is Besofa. He says, I think Shviyas is going to be Mishamei by Stam Avah Shloshim Yom. Vafilu Lohi Gio Adayim Shloshim Yom. Shloshim Yom. Even if the Shloshim Yom didn't come, right? The Karinon Bey Lo Yigos. The Isser Lo Yigos applies based on Avar Shloshim Yom. Even Toch Hazman says the Bach. The Dafka the Mavel Hazman Kavua Lo Karinon Bey Lo Yigos. Lo Yigos doesn't apply by Mavel Hazman Kavua, but it does apply by Stam Avar Shloshim Yom. There is an Isser Tzviya Zok the Bach by Stam Avar Shloshim Yom Toch Hazman. There's an Isser Tzviya that's Chal. Besov Shmita by Stam Avar Shloshim Yom, even Toch Shloshim, Mavel Eser Shonim, there's no Issa Tevia, Toch Eser Shonim. Toch Eser Shonim, there's no Issa Tevia, only after the Eser Shonim. So if there's no Issa Tevia, then there's no mitzvah to be Meshameh, so Shvi is not going to be Meshameh. By Mavel Eser Shonim, there's no Issa Negisa, Beshas Matzah Shvias. Why? Because there's no potential for tefillah until later. But by Stam Avah Shloshim Yom, the Bach says there is an Issa Negisa, even Toch Shloshim Yom. So there's an Issa Negisa. So then there's a mitzvah Shamot Shviyas is going to be Mishamot. What's the Bach talking about? There's an Issa Negisa Toch Shloshim Yom. How? There's an Issa to be Toveya on Shmita Achov Toch Shloshim Yom. But there's no potential for tefillah. Why should the Torah ask the tefillah? If there's no potential for tzviya, what's the answer? Why should the Torah aser a tzviya if there's no potential for tzviya? The answer is because the lova has a chi of tov shloshim yom. So you'd think, right? You'd think that you could be tovea. Comes the Torah and says, don't be tovea. Don't be tovea. The Torah puts the issa tzviya on the malva because the lova does have a chi of piron there. Right? The lova has a chi of piron. So the Torah says, don't be tovea tov shloshim. Since there really is a chiyuv over there, the Torah has to put the issa tviya. There's a chiyuv piron, so the Torah has to put an issa tviya there. The Rasha says, "What are you talking about? By stam avar shloshim yom, there is no issa tviya. Why is there no issa tviya? Because there's no chiyuv tok shloshim bechalas. If there's no chiyuv tok shloshim, there's no zchus tviya for the malven. So there can't be an issa tviya in shmita. If there's no chiyuv tok shloshim." Then there's no Issa Tviya, because there's no Schus Tviya. There's nothing over here, Tok Shloshim Yom Zok the Rashash. Zok the Bach, what are you talking about? There's an Issa Negisa. The Torah says that you're not allowed to be Tovea, because there really is a Chiyah for the Lova Tok Shloshim. There really is a Chiyah for the Lova Tok Shloshim. So the Torah has to tell the Malva, don't be Tovea. Don't be Tovea. And that's why Shemitah can taka be Mishamed also, because once there's a Chiyuv, Shemitah can be Mishamed. The rule is that Shemitah can be Mishamed whenever there's a Chov. The Chov has to exist. If we say Tokhazman, there is no Chov, there's no Chiyuv, So then, Shmita is not going to be Mishami. There's nothing to be Mishami. But if there is a Chov Toch HaZman, so then it makes sense. There's a Chov Toch HaZman. The Torah says, don't be Toveya. If the Torah says, don't be Toveya, so at the same time, the Torah is saying that the Shmita is going to be Mishami Tachov. Comes the Rashash and says, what's the din of Stam Avar Shloshim Yom? It's the same as Mava LeEsser Shanim. There's no Chov Toch Shloshim Yom at all. There's no Chov, there's no Issa Negisa. Because there's no chiyuv. There's not the Torah doesn't have to tell you not to be toveh. There's no chiyuv b'chlas. Of course you're not going to be toveh. You can't be toveh. The Bach says no. By stam alvar shloshim yom shmita will be mishami. Why? Because there really is a chol. There really is a chol. So that's exactly why the Torah has to say not to be toveh. Don't be toveh because there really is a chol. So by the same token, if there's an iser tviya, so then the Torah is going to say that shmita is going to be mishami as well. The emes is the Bach is a mum estab pshat. The Bach assumes by stam avar shloshim yom there really is a chiyuv. It's just the Torah says that you can't be toveh. The Gemara in Makkah seems to say that. The Gemara in Makkah seems to say that the iser tviya on the malveh tok shloshim yom. That's exeris hakosav. That's what the Torah tells you. Mamish, it's mamish what the Gemara says. The Gemara says minoha milsa the amar rabbanan hamavis chaver stam en arshel l'tov pavas mishloshim yom. Tok shloshim yom, the malva can't be tovei. How do you know that? So amalei, the chsiv kovash nas hashev shnas hashmita. The pasuk says kovash nas hashev peniya davar l'docha v'liya lema kovash nas hashev shnas hashmita. You're not going to want to lend money. Mashma shenema kovash nas hashev en yodeh shi shnas hashmita. Well, what's the Torah saying? Kovash nas hashev shnas hashmita. What, two times? Kovash nas hashmita shnas hashmita. So what's the double lashon over here? There's a gzeres hakosav saying that besides the din of shmita that we know every 7 years, the din of shmita's ksafim, there's another shmita. Another shmita? What's the other shmita? Ve'ezo hamalves chaveros stam shen rasher l'tova b'parat mishloshim yom. Stam alvar shloshim yom is another type of shmita. He's not allowed to be toveya tok shloshim yom. It's also a type of shmita. The regular halacha of shmita is that you can't be toveya. Now, of course, shmita is going to cancel the chov too. But there's another shmita where it's also to be toveya, and that's by stam alvar shloshim yom. By stam alvar shloshim yom, there's a special pasuk to tell me that the malva is not allowed to be toveya. Meaning, he lent money to the lover. He didn't specify the time. So comes the Torah and says, "Karva shnas hashev shnas hashmita." The extra lashon tells me that the malva is not allowed to be toveya tok shloshim yom. Xeris hakosav. It sounds like what? Is there a chiyuv tok shloshim yom? If there's no chiyuv tok shloshim yom, why do I need xeris hakosav to tell me that you can't be toveya? If we assume that the umdana is that tok shloshim yom. I told Shloshim Yom, there's no chiyuv bechlal. That's the way people want it. So then, of course, there's no. I can't be tovei a chov that doesn't exist. The fact that the Torah needs to give a special pasuk that it's also to be tovei a stam alva tov Shloshim Yom, that implies, like the Bach, implies that there really is a chiyuv here for the lova. It's just the Torah doesn't allow the malva to actualize that chiyuv. There really is a chiyuv over here. There is an existing chiyuv for the lova, but the Torah says don't do it. Don't collect. Don't be toveya. It's not that there's no chiyuv. There is a chiyuv, but the Torah says don't be toveya. Agzeras hakosav, not to be toveya. Nafkamina. Once there is a chiyuv, what din is going to be chal? Zok the Bach. Shmita is going to be mishamit. Such a chov. If a person is malvas chavero less than 30 days before the end of shmita. So since there is a chiyuv tok shloshim zok the Bach, shmita is going to be mishamik. There is a chiyuv tok shloshim, but it's osur for the malva to be toveya tok shloshim. So what that is osur to be toveya tok shloshim? But because there is a chiyuv, there is the existence of that chov, so then shvius is going to be mishamik. Shvius is going to be mishamik. According to the Rashash, shvius is not going to be mishamik because the Rashash assumes there is no chiyuv tov shloshim at all. The chov doesn't exist. If the chov doesn't exist, there's nothing to be mishamik. There's nothing to cancel. There's nothing to cancel if the chov doesn't exist. Comes the Tumim and says, you know, according to the Bach, there's another nafkamina, a simpler nafkamina, very simple nafkamina. According to the Bach, that there really exists a chiyuv on the lova tov shloshim yom. It's just that the malva is not allowed to be toveh him tov shloshim yom. What would happen if the Malven, if the Malven took the property of the Loven to pay for the Chov? Does he have to give it back? Is that considered a Pira? Does he have to give it back? Does Tfisa work? Tfisa is the classical nafkamina. Whenever you have a question, if a Chiyuv exists or not, so Tfisa is the question. That's the name of the game. Right? Does Tfisa on the part of the Baal Chov work? Can he be Tovis? Can he grab from the other guy? It might be us of him to do. It's us of him to be Tover, Tosh Loshim. But if he did it, does it work? So if you hold like the Bach, that there really is a Chiyuv Tosh Loshim Yom, then Tfisa will work, but the other, if he did it, that will be the Piron. He grabbed the money. He wasn't supposed to do that. The Gemara in Makkos and Nav Gimel says there's exas akosav. You're not supposed to be Tover Tosh Loshim. But if he did it, that would be the Piron. Right? Because there really is a Chiyuv. The Lova has a Chiyuv to pay. It's just the Mal. There's an Isser on the Malve to be Toveya. But because the Lova does have a Chiyuv to pay, if the Malve is Toface, we're not going to take away from the Malve. We're not going to take it out of the Malve's hand because he did what he has a right to do. It's just that it's forbidden for him to do it. But he has that right because he has a Chiyuv by the other guy. The other person is Chaya. So once there's a Chiyuv, then he can collect from the other person. It's us of him to do, but if he does it, the Avodah Taka will work. So what's a Stam Alva? Right? Is there a Chiyuv? Is there not a Chiyuv? So we have... Let's put it over here. The Rashash says that ain't Chiyuv. The Bach says Halo v'chayev Aval osu l'tova. What's a nafkamina? Two nafkaminas. Ha'im shviyas meshametas. According to the Rashash, if there's no chiyuv, there's no chov. There's no chov, then shmita is not going to be meshamet. According to the Bach, the lova really is chayev. It's also to be toveim, but the lova is chayev. So because there is a chov over here, then shmita is going to be meshamet. And the second nafkamina is tfisa. Does tfisa work? Let's say the malva did what he wasn't allowed to do. It's also for him to be tovis. It's also for him to be tovis. But let's say he did it. Does it work? If there's no chiyuv, that's called geza. If there's no chiyuv, it's geza. If there is a chiyuv, even if it's also for him to be tovaya, but if he took it, he took money that belongs to him. He took money. There is a chiyuv. The lova has a chiyuv clapping the other guy. That's not geza. If you hold like the Bach, that there really is a Chiyuv, so then Tfisa would work with the Evid, even if it's also him to be Tofis. Talk to Birkas Avram, that's the verb over here. If someone is Koveas Man L'Chavero, he lends money as Koveas Man L'Chavero, so there's no Chiyuv at all until this man. So if there's no Chiyuv at all until this man, the Chazaka is Glo Ovid Inish Tepar V'Glazimne. The person's not going to pay Tofas Man. He's not going to pay if he doesn't have a Chiyuv. He's not going to pay if he doesn't have a chiyuv. But by Stam Alva, Shloshim Yom, what's the nature of Stam Alva? Zokta Birkas Avram, what the Gaon is saying, what the Ktos might be saying even, right? What the Gaon is saying, what the Ri is saying, is that Stam Alva Shloshim Yom, there is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv. It's just this also to be Toveya, but there really is a chiyuv. So because there really is a chiyuv, there is no umdana that he's not going to pay. Maybe the lover will pay. The umdana that he's not going to pay is only if there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv, he's not going to pay what he's not chayev to pay. But if there is a chiyuv, even if it's toch hazman, the other guy can't be tovei him, maybe he will pay toch hazman. So if there's a possibility that he will pay toch hazman, there's no umdana that he won't pay toch hazman, so if he says pratech b'sof zmani, then he will be nirman. And this be'emes is mamish meduyik in the Rishon. The Loshon that the Ktos quotes, right? The Mukhi Yosef. The Ramban is the same. It's basically the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? Lashon of the Ramban. Perish kigon hakovei hazman beferish ol b'shas avoh ol achrova. Aval amal v'schaver ostam v'amal apratich v'zog shloshim nemon. Zog the Ramban. Ve'av agav the kaimel and stam alvah shloshim yom. Hani mi li lomar shelo nitna li tova b'zog shloshim. Aval mikol mokom ovid inish depara b'zog shloshim. Vos main thus. What's the Ramban saying? Stam avar shloshim yom is only a din legabi the tevia, but of it inish the parva goes in there. What does that mean? Sisrei Torah. What's the Ramban saying? He's saying this part. Stava Vashloshiyom means that there's an Isser Tviya. But Oved Inish the Parva goes in there because even if there's an Isser Tviya, but there is a Chiv on the Love. Right? The fact that there's an Isser Tviya doesn't mean there's no Chiv. Of course there's a Chiv. There's a Chiv even Toch Shloshim. But the Chiv normally can't be actualized because there's an Isser on the Mava to be Toveya. But because there is a Chiv Toch Shloshim, if he says Praticha Besozmani, he is going to be Neman. If there wouldn't be a Chiyah, then we can't trust him. What, he's going to pay Toch Zman? It doesn't make any sense. If he's not Chayav, why should he pay? But if there really is a Chiyah of Toch Zman, even if there's an Issa to be Tovei him, then he would be Neman to say Paticha B'Sol Zmani. That's a third Nafkamina to this Shaila. If we understand, like the Bach, that there really is a Chiyah of Toch Shloshim, so then Neman Halove Lomar Praticha B'Sol Zmani. Because there's no umdana that he wouldn't pay toch hazman. There's no chazoka that he wouldn't pay toch hazman if there is a chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, there's a kviyas zman on the halva. He's not chayiv until that zman. If there's a kviyas zman, he's not chayiv. Of course he's not going to pay. But if there is no kviyas zman, it's just a stam halva. Stam halva shloshim yom is not shloshim yom. Is not a kviyas zman. It's not a kviyas zman. It's a stam halva. So if it's a stam halva, then really he does have a chiyuv toch hazman. It's just. It's also for the malva to be tovein. There's a xeris hakasa that the Gemara in Makkos has. It's also for the malva to be tovein, but there is a chiyah for the lova. So as long as there's a chiyah for the lova, then he'd be neman to say praticha besozman because there's no chazaka that he's not going to be pariyat tochas. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to add a brief portion of the parasha.